Surprises about Antarctica. Antarctica seems to be hiding a lot of secrets. Some people believe some of these secrets will eventually reveal themselves if enough of the ice melts. What kind of secrets do these people think will no longer be hidden? It varies. Some people think incredible structures will begin to appear which were created by an advanced human race which no longer occupies the Earth. Others think extraterrestrial buildings will start to show themselves. One of the types of structures which these people suspect exists under the ice are pyramids. I can understand this since pyramids are being found all over the world, and there is precedent for this in the Antarctic since there has been testimony by a few ex-military people testifying to the fact the US is guarding at least one large pyramid there already. Before Antarctica was covered with ice, it seems it was a much warmer place with lush valleys and a broad river which flowed across it. At one time it was connected to India and Africa but tore apart. It had mountains. One of the problems with trying to figure what might be under the ice is the continent has been covered with ice so long, at least 24 million years, far longer than it has been suspected any human-like life existed. There are those, however, who believe there could have been several intelligent races who inhabited our planet and then either left or were destroyed somehow. If that is true, there is still a chance there could be structures made by Earthlings under the Antarctic. There are structures all over the Earth, ancient structures, which many people suspect were beyond the capabilities of the humans living in that time to construct, and either rightly or wrongly they credit aliens with their construction. If this turns out to be true, it certainly increases the chances we might find alien construction in Antarctica. A former US Navy officer told about what he saw when he was asked to fly a group of scientists to Antarctica and took them into a no-fly zone. He had a medical emergency on board, and while in the no-fly zone he saw a huge opening in the ice. This flight took place before he ferried the scientists. The scientists disappeared for 2 weeks and he was warned to never mention this. He claims to have seen them when they returned and said they were all very scared. Their gear had been taken away from them and isolated. We are continuously photographing the planet from space, and in 2012 something very unexpected was found in Antarctica. It was a dome sticking out of the ice. It was not round like the domes we usually see, it was oblong. This caused quite a stir. The dome was about 400 feet across. Some believed it could have been a natural phenomenon, but many others believed it had been constructed. It has never been explained to anyone's satisfaction. I for one would like to know if it is not natural, and I do not believe it is, what was found inside the dome. Is there advanced technology, bodies or anything else which would interest us? I would also like to know the age of it. If it turns out to be from before the Ice Age which covered the continent in ice, that would make it so ancient it boggles the mind. Not everything in Antarctica is frozen. There are over 400 lakes under the ice which are heated by heat from the Earth's core. There are a lot of people who believe the Nazis built a base at Antarctica in case they lost the war, so they would have some place to run and hide in. This has become almost an urban legend. Could Nazis be hiding there? It seems most unlikely due to the resources they would need to stay alive. Also, it has been 73 years as of the writing of this article since World War II ended. There would really be no reason for their progeny to have to hide there. Another story which has been gaining steam is one which says extraterrestrials found Antarctica to be a perfect place to establish a base away from prying human eyes. The base is said to be an entire city which has been there for many centuries. There are a few people who agree with the base story, but who have their own wrinkle. They claim there is a thriving city under the ice, but it is occupied by our human ancestors who moved there to get away from us. In that vein, some of them say this is the location of Atlantis. Human remains were uncovered on the continent, which surprised scientists, but even more surprising was the fact the skulls were elongated, but human. They were the same as skulls found in other locations in the world. Remains of dinosaurs were also found, which indicate how different the climate was there millions of years ago. This stands to reason because the continent was in a much more southerly location on Earth in those days. What many people don't know is there is a relationship between Antarctica and Mars. Antarctica has valleys which are the driest places on Earth. They are not ice or snow covered and have not experienced rain in more than 2 million years. Winds rip across the dry valleys at over 200 miles per hour, heating the ground and drying up everything, and the valleys look very similar and are similar to areas of Mars. Things have changed from a few years ago. We no longer have to travel anywhere to make new discoveries. We can make them just by examining photos from Google Earth and NASA along with other services. An investigator who was studying Antarctica using Google Earth discovered what seems to be a structure, which is a rectangle that is about 14 miles on its longest side. The other side is 4.5 miles in length. Some believe this is a secret human base, but if this one is, it would be the biggest one ever built. Another theory states the rectangle is not a structure, but is covering structures from view. There is no way to know at this point what it really is. The pyramid on Antarctica I mentioned above is being guarded by the US government. I won't belabor the point since I have mentioned this many times. I just want to add the fact it is extremely old and seems to be putting out some sort of energy. I think we are in for surprises in the future, and Antarctica will reveal many more surprises to us.